Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. It's Tuesday. We've got one more hour to spend with you.
You like this song. I know you do.
I do like this song.
Everybody likes this song. Do you know why the chicks dig us?
Because they like this song.
They like all our songs.
Okay, so there are
99. Are we talking about that?
Wayne. Okay, so this is from the
NHL.
NHL.
Okay.
So there are currently 122 retired numbers.
122 retired by teams.
However, okay. Wayne Gretzky's number 99 has been retired league wide.
Really?
Although the Edmonton Oilers and Los Angeles Kings separately retired Gretzky's number as well.
That's crazy. Listen, I mean, I get it. You should make the argument that Wayne Gretzky was by far the most dominant athlete in his sport ever.
He's the only one. He's the only one that
in hockey.
Wayne Gretzky, Edmonton Oilers, Los Angeles, says also retired league wide.
That's crazy. I mean.
You understand
why Jackie Robinson.
Yes.
Okay, but the only reason, I mean, Wayne, that's amazing, but it's not like he was, because Jackie Robinson was for all the other stuff. I mean, he was a great player. Don't get me wrong. He was a good player, but I would say that he's probably not the best shortstop that ever played or whatever position he played, right? Or second, he played outfield.
I was going to say, I remember him as an outfielder.
So he's not the best outfielder ever played.
No. But. I mean,
but he had, he got it the roughest.
He broke the barrier.
Yes. Wayne Gretzky was just good.
That's why they call him the great one. But here's what's crazy.
He is the most dominant athlete ever in any sport.
No.
Yes. Who's better? No. Who's bigger? He has more assists. He has more assists than everyone else has points. Do you understand? Like, he has more goal. Like, Gordie Howe.
Mm-hmm.
Is in second place. And even if you account for all his WHO goals where he played till he was like 68 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
he still is it's goals. Gretzky has more goals than everybody else has assists.
So, and I'll get back to answering your question, but during this interview, so this stems from, I thought today's Rockies game was not on TV. So I'm watching, I turned to 26 Root. And I turn there late.
I am Root.
And all I see is Joe Buck interviewing Wayne Gretzky. I am Root. See, that should be their, they should do that for their TV
station. I am Root.
They should have Mark Stout standing out there and be like, I am Root.
Mile High Mark. At Mile High Mark. I'm going to, you should be doing, I am Root.
I am Root.
And he would be like, no.
Yeah. So anyway, Wayne Gretzky is telling the story about, he gets egotistical sometimes.
Wayne Gretzky gets egotistical?
He's like, when I'm at home, sometimes
he's
get
a
little
nerd.
Egotistical.
Like, he's a nerd. He just is the best hockey player. He's the best athlete in per his sport ever to play.
So his son was supposed to be in, like, introducing him at some function, some big function. And his son was asking him, like, so how many playoff goals? How many assists? How many goals in total? How many this? And Wayne Gretzky says, so I just looked at him and said, you know, I don't know all the numbers. Just say, The most.
Yes.
Because it's true. It's true. But
like, you can't think of another person
as dominant in their sport.
Yes.
So I can give you some names.
Okay, we can try.
I will start with Michael Jordan.
No.
Yeah.
He's not the all-time leading scorer.
He's
not the all-time leading scorer.
No.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Is still, I'm sure, ahead of him.
Yeah.
There may be someone now.
But so the difference is.
But he is not.
He was the most dominant player in that sport, so far ahead of anybody else in the league.
Gretzky.
At the time.
Okay, no,
but
he,
that's Gretzky
no,
in
because,
hockey.
No, because he had to, listen, he had to, I'm sorry I keep saying listen to you. I'm telling listen to all those people that want to listen to 1340 and, you know, call us at 303-831-1340 and all that stuff, and they want to listen to our webcast and all that stuff. Okay, what Jordan could not get over the Pistons. He struggled with the Pistons. Then he won three. Okay, he went away. Okay, and was playing an entirely different three, but he was not dominant. He came back.
Oh, you, listen, come on.
He came when he came back. He did not win a title when he came for.
He came back halfway through. I mean, halfway
he came back halfway
season.
Through a season and did not win a title.
Okay, so he'd been out of the league for 3 years. So you expect him to come back and just automatically win a title?
No, but what I'm telling you is
Wayne
that
Gretzky couldn't have done that.
Wayne Gretzky scored so much more, did so much more offensively than anybody else.
Oh, well, okay.
That they have made the stats in terms of, like, you think about the stats of who hit the most home runs in baseball, right?
Okay.
Who is the all-time leader? All of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. He basically blew those stats out of the water because they're no longer interesting because everyone knows because he has more goals than the next guy has points.
Okay.
He is so far dominant and so much greater than everyone else in his sport that there you cannot make a comparison sport to sport about someone who did dominate their
but
sport.
But you just
so
did.
Much.
You just did. You just said he's so much better at his sport than anyone else has ever been in their sport.
Who?
You did. You just said the Gretzky, and you can't make that comparison.
I can.
No, you can't. How many championships did Wayne Gretzky win? I can tell you, it doesn't take two hands.
No, three.
It barely takes
I
one.
I think he won three. Maybe two.
Yeah.
Only two?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's a team sport.
They're all team sports.
They're
dude.
All team
Come
sports.
Come on.
But
some people stand head and shoulders above their teams.
The only
Jordan
thing, the closest,
stood
no, I would say it would, listen, it's the wrong comparison to make. I would say the only person that would even come close to Wayne Gretzky would maybe be Wilt Chamberlain. Because even though he wasn't winning titles, because he was going up against only the other guy, he was going up against Bill Russell, and Bill Russell was winning all the titles. I mean, he had 10, all right? But what I'm telling you is that-
Never mind, I was wrong, four.
He won four, okay, still, four it's not six. But he won four.
It's more than I thought he did, though.
But, he dominated. Only Wilt has even come close, and Wilt didn't dominate. Like, it would be Wilt going for 100 every night.
So.
Do you realize that? It's like Wilt going for 100 every night.
No, it's you can't talk in hyperbole when you talk about this stuff. You have to be rational.
It's like Wilt Chamberlain going out and scoring a hat trick and having two assists every night.
Okay, so he has 40 regular season records. You know how many Peyton Manning has? Almost 40. Regular season records, like 38.
Yeah. But they're not by, like, so far that you can't even see second place.
He has 16 records in the playoffs. That's
Gretzky.
Probably, yeah, that's, I would say Peyton Manning probably has almost as many. And, yeah, there are some, like, there are some that records that I don't know that
see, I believe
is going to break that.
I believe, and this is me believing, and I don't want to get into this because I know that everyone else disagrees with me, but I believe that Peyton Manning was the best ever quarterback. He didn't win the most titles.
Second best.
This is why I believe he's the best.
Uh-huh.
He didn't, I mean, he certainly didn't win as much titles as Brady, but he didn't, but he was the most, like, he was the guy that took, you know, like, you're never going to outsmart him, and at his peak, you couldn't outplay him either. And I feel that he was the best, but other people will disagree with me. I think that's how you need to look at Gretzky, is he was just so far. I mean, he did so much more scoring-wise.
But it's more than just scoring. You've got to, I mean, did he play defense?
He was a forward, man. They didn't know, but he played defense.
Okay, so nobody played defense, so maybe his scoring statistics are a little skewed.
Sacrilege! Sacrilege!
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this. Ain't that love? Oh, ain't that love that I feel in my heart for you if you ever...